what has been happening in the last several months with Frontera Aid Collective? What, in your search and rescue, what's your experience been on the ground with water drops? Have you had in-person contact with migrants? Any more rescues?
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot more cases coming through in that same mountain range that Martin was in. You know, those areas are really, really difficult to reach being up on the mountain. And so those cases kind of necessitate some collaboration with Border Patrol, especially if it's a call that we get overnight. You know, we're a group of volunteers. It's not safe for us to go climbing mountains in the nighttime. And so that's sort of when we would be relying on Border Patrol to do their job. But we've sort of found that collaboration to be increasingly difficult. And yeah, we're trying to sort of find strategies to work in that new environment and within those new tensions that we have now.
Can you talk a little bit about those new strategies?
Basically, it's kind of just what Lauren already said, is just we call, like, there's different stations, different Border Patrol stations we'll call, different, like, 911 emergency responders we call. We kind of just go through the list until one of them gives us the time of day. And at this point, it's really just trying to get the information of, like, has this person been found? And should we still be going to rescue? And we just kind of go down our list in the hopes that one of them eventually will get back to us about it, or the consulate, or whoever else. And meanwhile, we kind of just do our own thing. It's a little more difficult now getting certain land accesses. We have to be more careful about that stuff. But yeah, I mean, we're gonna do what we do regardless of, you know, what BP is up to. Scott's been out in New Mexico a few times in just the past few weeks and has had a lot of really interesting encounters and stuff with that.
One question that's come up is whether or not there are different training policies or policies regarding encounters with migrants that vary either from station to station or sector to sector, because how migrants are treated by agents in the field, or even how humanitarians are treated by agents in the field, the relationship that they share with them can vary from sector to sector, station to station. Most of the, well, I wouldn't say most, but a lot of the encounters we have with the Arizona sectors, Tucson and Three Points, they tend to be more hostile. We tend to see a lot more dehumanizing behavior on parts from Border Patrol in those sectors. On the other hand, in New Mexico, we begin to wonder if there is a different policy, because we see a slightly better behavioral culture among those agents over there. While we're not by no means we're by no means advocating for Border Patrol activity and presence in that area in general, we just wonder what consistency looks like across the board, and if there is a standard of consistency, and what creates these differences in behavior.
Well, we've been able to get a lot more information out of New Mexico Border Patrol. Like, we'll just roll up to them and start asking them questions, and they've been really good about just giving us information, which is really strange, because Arizona, that does not happen.
I have a close friend who he's in the United States, undocumented. He told me the story of when he was picked up in the desert by a Tucson around Nogales, and he was taken in to a bus by Border Patrol, and it was in the middle of the summer, and they left them in the bus, and they didn't know that he spoke English, and they were joking about leaving them to heat up and to die in the bus from heat. And while I can't speak for New Mexico, like whether or not what happens behind closed doors in New Mexico, we do see a lot more just kind of attitudes of respect towards migrants over there. For example, last week when we were out there, or I'll start off by 2 weeks ago when I was out there, I was out in the Los Silos Mountains. A man flagged us down asking for help, and we took him over to the border patrol that was along the side of the road, and we came up. They immediately gave him water, asked him how he was doing. And they reminded me that they believed that he was a human, which is something that we don't often hear from other sectors as well. While we do fundamentally believe that the entirety, the presence of Border Patrol and their policies defending, or in their actions defending American policies towards the border is dehumanizing in general, there are little small differences that can make life a little bit more bearable for folks trying to cross the border and folks trying to